has the skills of a dangerous man.
I need to know what went wrong.
I think he snapped.
But he has no memory.
We don't take care of this, we will both burn.
He's trained, conditioned, built to disappear.
I'll give you $10,000 to drive me to Paris.
I get the money, and I don't get hurt.
That's the deal.
Now, the Beer Coaster's top agent.
I can't remember anything that happened before 2 weeks ago.
Amnesia?
Yes.
Is about to become their number one target.
What's in Paris?
It's a name, Jason Bourne.
Let's see if the Paris police can find him for us.
The only way he can survive. To find out what he drinks.
I guess you're not home. Monsieur Bourne!
I don't recognize any of this.
Before they find out.
Did you get the address?
I think I got it.
In his.
Where he drinks.
Get everybody up. I want them all activated.
Do it now!
What is it? Something wrong?
We can't stay here. It's not safe.
Out of control. It's very clear what needs to happen.
Based on the international bestseller.
I don't want to know who I am anymore.
From Beer Coaster Pictures.
You gotta get as far away from me as you can.
What are you gonna do?
Beer.
I have everything they put inside me.
Is.
Everything I ever learned. All of it.
Born.
I'm gonna make it stop.
Identity.
Let's crack it.
I am straight, craftus, erectus, right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
Welcome to the Beer Coaster.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast,
yeah.
A weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while. And this week is one of those once in a while.
Right.
In between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston. And with me this week is...
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris in Dallas, Texas.
Ah, how about that? It's the four horsemen. So, this is an interesting show. This is a rye beer show, a.k.a. The Bourne Rye-dentity. For a fermentation conversation this week, we're going to try Sierra Nevada's Ruthless Rye IPA.
Ruthless.
And... we actually have quite a few beers since we all have a tasting flight this week. Toby, what are you going to try?
I'm trying Laughing Dog's Rocket Dog Rye IPA.
Red Rocket.
Chris, how about you?
For mine this week, I am trying Real Ale's Full Moon Pale Rye.
How about you, Crazy Dave?
I'm going to be having the Carl Strauss Boardwalk Black Rye.
Ooh.
Cool.
Try to say that like five times really fast. Boardwalk, black, right, boardwalk, black, right, boardwalk, black, right.
So, without further ado, all this beer talk is making me thirsty, so.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
For this week's fermentation, we are going to try, like I said, we're going to have Sierra Nevada. And this is their Ruthless Rye. This is from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company out of Chico, California. Their website is www.sierranevada.com. And this is a limited availability through the month of March. So if you didn't get it, I think I may have gotten mine sometime in the beginning of March. The ABV on this beer is 6.6. The IBUs are 55. The hops, I'm going to actually, let's just crack it and I'll talk about the hops and the malts because there's a heck of a lot here. So,
all right.
For bittering hops, they use Bravo. For aroma hops, they use Chinook, experimental hops. They don't actually say what those are. Okay. And then for they actually dry hop it with Chinook, Citra, and also the experimental hops. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it has this weird kind of like Bourne Identity thing where they're doing this experimental.
For malts, they use pale, rye, of course, caramel, and chocolate.
Experimental? I smell some skunky something. I don't know what those experiments... Seriously, it smells like weed.
Toby, that is some serious head.
Yeah, I poured very aggressively.
I got two fingers, so...
I got
about a Yeti finger.
Three human fingers, about two Yetis.
So anyway, this is kind of a golden color starting to go orange a little bit.
Yes. A little cloudy. Is yours cloudy?
Mine's not cloudy. No, it's not cloudy. Mine's super clear.
Must be chill haze then. Jeez.
Nice fluffy head, big bubbles on top. Some good head retention because I still have about a finger and a half a head.
Yeah, the little head that was on mine still holding up. It smells like weed.
It does chili have a
say on the nose.
It smells like chili and weed.
Yeah, it has a very herbal, earthy. Oh, let's see. What's the herbal?
Kind of a sweet dough and some pine. Yeah, I'm getting kind of a piney, doughy smell. And the Citra you were talking about last week, Evergreen. Right, Toby? It's a hybrid of like a handful of different hops.
Yeah, there's like, I don't know, at least six different hop strains that are in the Citra.
It actually smells like there's probably a heck of a lot more hops in here than they're actually using. Because it sounds like a lot, but it's essentially Bravo, Chinook, Citra, and this experimental hops, which, whatever that is. That's still a lot of hops. That's
a dirtiness, like a dusty dirtiness.
That's four. Getting a little bit of citrus in there, too. But mainly I'm getting that really kind of piney doughiness.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. That does have a different flavor.
Good kind of spicy.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is about. I was talking about rye beers. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but I've been kind of into rye beers lately, and I couldn't quite pinpoint what it is about the rye beer. And I think it's this spicy character that the rye, I think, lends to the beers.
It's interesting. It's different. It still has that spiciness, but yet it's still drinkable, and you still get a little bit of that sweet maltiness.
It's almost like a wood, like a pine,
more like a cedar,
like a wood pulp, kind of wood pulp,
like a sap.
No, just it's like you're in a lumber yard or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see that.
It's like it's been steeped in cedar sawdust or something.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
That's what I just said like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, no. You said cedar sawdust?
Yeah, no, that's cedar sawdust.
Cedar sawdust. Said that five times?
Yeah, boardwalk black.
Yeah, there's some other kind of spice in there too. Can't quite.
It's like a peppery.
Peppery, yeah.
A little bit of pepperiness. It's kind of sticky, a little bit sticky. It's funny because it's not until the aftertaste, well, for me at least, not until the aftertaste when you do get that pepperiness. Yeah. And because in the mouth feel, and then, you know, as you're sipping it, it seems more sweet and a little sticky. And then in the aftertaste, that's when you really get that the spicy notes and the peppery notes.
Yeah, because it's not so... It like starts to dry up, but then you're right. You get that aftertaste. It just kind of
it's that black pepper
hangs around. What would you pair this one with?
Roast beef sandwich with some spicy mustard on rye bread.
Why do you gotta take the deli side of that, man? That's so predictable. Why don't you just put it on a pastrami sandwich?
No, not pastrami.
Well, even like a roast, like a beef roast, you know, with like the big black, you know, like cooked with the peppercorns and
and
mm-hmm. like
you know what I think this would go good with
carrots and potatoes.
Yeah,
you know what I had just the other day that I think this would go really good with? That Panda Express black pepper chicken.
Yeah,
all right, be interesting.
Or the black pepper beef, one of the two.
Well, if you get a chance, you should check this one out, although it's probably hard to find right about now.
I still got it.
Yeah, it was pretty hot on the Untappd. What was it? It was like the leading microbrew on Untappd for a long time.
Yeah.
The trending micro, which it's now down to number 4 as we speak, with the Oberon Ale closely in front.
Oh, yeah. And I actually didn't get the ratings on this one, but I'm actually looking them up right now. It's Beer Advocate users rate this an 88 out of, which is good. And the Alstrom Brothers have not weighed in this beer. And Rate Beer rates this, wait for it, 98 out of 100.
Usually when you're waiting for it, it's going to be something really good.
98 out of 100. That's not too shabby.
Yeah.
And now out west, it's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right.
Guess whose turn it is, folks.
Yeah, it's Crazy Dave, and I am going to be trying the Carl Strauss Boardwalk Black Rye from Carl Strauss's San Diego, California. It's got an ABV of 8. Its IBUs, I think, were 88. Albertsons did not have this in their database when I went to check out the beer, so the guy didn't know how much it cost, and he asked me how much was this beer supposed to be, and I said, I don't know. So he said, it's $1.99. So nice. I don't know if I ripped them off or if I got ripped off. But I'm pretty sure that Albertson's got the shitty end of the deal on that one. Luckily, it was a 20-something-year-old kid at the cash register, not the 40-year-old union lady. So anyhow.
You got a 22 of Carl Strauss for $1.99.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I got the receipt. You want to see the receipt?
Cheers to that. No,
we believe it.
Yep. Cheers.
Cool. So anyhow, it's got black and caramelized rye malts. And, oh, wait, here it goes.
Shout out to Albertsons.
Yeah, totally. For the kid at Albertsons. 3 massive editions of...
Massive. What?
Piranhas? I can't read this.
Yeah, you know, if you added it to the hangout session, I'd be able to, you know, or we'd be able to
decipher
translate for you.
Well, here, you could look at my camera and see if you can... Oh, it's not gonna.
Yeah, okay. See, well, anyhow. And see the nice pixels.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm gonna open up my $2 beer, and let's see what happens here. This pours black. It looks like Coke, like the soda. That's really what it looks like. It's got a head just like a soda, and it's bubbly just like a soda, and it's black like a soda.
Well, it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
It does not smell like a soda.
Now you know why you paid $1.99.
immediately,
Boardwalk
the smell...
Blackberry soda.
The smell of this, it smells exactly like when you walk into a brewery. You know that smell that they have? That brewery
love
smell?
Love that smell.
That sweet...
The wet malt.
Yeah, wet malt and hop. Like, yeah, greatness.
That's what my garage smelled like yesterday.
It smells, this is really weird, but it smells chocolatey. It smells.
Not really.
Like that.
You said you said they're using caramel and black malt, black patent malt, you said?
Yeah. Black malt. It said black and caramelized malt. That's probably
like
where
I'm
getting the
caramel
sweetness. Yeah, that's probably where I'm getting that sweet smell, but wow. Yeah, it's definitely got like some sort of roastedness something to it.
I have a bottle of this, Dave. I'm curious to see what you think.
What you think of, what I think of your bottle?
No, of this beer. I have a bottle of this.
He knows you paid more than $1.99 for it.
Yeah, I did.
How much did you pay for it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'd be curious to know how much it really goes for. How much does it retail for now?
I'm gonna take a sip here.
It was probably about $8 or $9.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whoa! Wow, back to the tasting. This is burnt.
What?
Like it tastes
Did
like
Crazy
burnt.
Dave actually get back on the rails here? Did he steer us back on the on-course?
Were you trying to make a joke with Carl Strauss being off the rails with their red?
And yeah. It was a callback. It was a daily callback.
There we go.
That's and like there we go, back off the rails.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
No, this has really got, like, it's got a burnt, like, right away. It's not like a roasted thing. It's like a burnt malt. What I was expecting was some of that rye spiciness, and I'm not really getting that at all.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what you think of my bottle.
Why don't you take your bottle and shove it up your...
There you go, Toby. You don't have to edit now.
No, this really has this burnt after flavor. I was expecting some of the, you know, that rye flavor, some of that spicy, herby kind of whatever it is, you know, pastrami sandwich kind of deal.
You know, after flavor.
I mean, it's definitely got the sweetness, and then that roastiness hits too. I mean, it's like I said, it's like they fired the rye. You know, so I think maybe when you're fired. No, but I think with the caramelized rye, it takes off some of that spiciness and just kind of brings in some sweetness to it or something. I don't know. This is interesting. And every time, just before I go to take the sip, I get that roasted flavor again.
Would you pair anything with it?
Hmm. I gotta think about that, cause this is pretty hearty. I would definitely, this would have to go definitely with something with onions. Like some like kind of like, you know, like caramelized onions or something. Like,
liver and onions.
Well, I don't know. I've never had liver and onions, but I imagine that this might maybe go with that just because of the onions. But,
A bit like a kebab, like a beef kebab, you know?
No. Not grilled. It's like something roasted.
What's that? It's a hamburger patty with caramelized onions.
Oh, like a double animal style?
No.
Patty melt.
Oh, that, sure.
Yeah, like a patty melt?
A patty melt. That's what I was thinking. Patty melt.
Patty melt probably go good.
Am I speaking
good,
a different language? Or am I just that far off timing here that nobody can hear a word I'm saying?
No, well, I think somebody was talking over you.
Yeah, just keep screaming. I'm dropping bottle caps.
Yeah.
But I can see a patty melt would do this, or even like brats with onions and, you know, all the fixings.
Nice
brats.
But definitely something with onions. Like that just sounds good.
Yeah, bears.
Yeah. So anyhow, Rate Beer comes in with this at a 94 and 80 to style. The Beer Advocates say it's an 89, and the Brothers. Oh wow! Did they really rate this at 90? Exceptional.
Wow.
So, I knew it. See, I had faith in the bros.
Yeah.
Or you had faith in Carl Strauss that they sent them a bottle?
Yeah.
They're good about that. Carl Strauss is good about that. They sent me a couple bottles too, so.
Oh yeah. So anyhow, that's the Carl Strauss Boardwalk Black Rye IPA. You can check them out at www.carlstrauss.com.
Carl Strauss. So there we go.
Get your onions cooking and grab a beer.
We'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Gemini Lounge logo and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Ryecast! Hey, this is Toby out west. For my rye beer this week, I am pulling from Ponderay, Idaho. That's right.
Pulling? Hey, Mike. Like arm wrestling pulling?
Like, yeah. Pull! Like remember
skeet,
when we were...
Skeet shooting?
No, that's skeet shooting.
Yeah, skeet shooting. There you go.
That's what they call arm wrestling,
Mike, too. Remember pull. When we did a few weeks ago for our Hot Topic, we talked about the that map of the United States and all the beers that were supposed to represent each state?
United States... The United States of good beer, yeah.
And remember, Idaho had none, and you said, who did you say? Grand Teton, right?
Yes.
Is Grand Teton's out of Idaho?
Yes.
Well, so is Laughing Dog, and we had Laughing Dog on the show before, and I forgot about Laughing Dog.
Wow. Well, that goes to show you why they wouldn't be put up there if we didn't even remember them.
But I remember really liking the one beer that we had, and it was their like double IPA or something like that. Anyway, so this is their Rocket Dog Rye IPA.
We could do another dog show.
Yeah, we should. This is
remember, folks, spay and neuter your pets.
So,
all right, Bob Barker.
This the style of this beer. Beer Advocate calls it an American IPA. Rate Beer calls it an IPA. I couldn't get any information on this beer from Laughing Dog because they don't have this on their website for whatever reason. So I got no ingredients, no information, so I'm going to go ahead and crack it. Okay, so lots of head. What is it with these beers I've been getting lately? I poured like a little tiny bit and they overflow with head.
You've been watching Mike and the way he pours.
No, I was trying to pour carefully because when I popped the cap, it started to foam up inside the bottle.
All of a sudden, I don't know how to pour a beer now. What?
Yeah.
Toby f***s up and I get blamed. How does this happen? Right.
So lots of head, three Yeti fingers, almost the entire glass is head. But it's a pale yellow color, straw-like, very golden in color on the nose. Very clean smell. Little grassy. An earthiness and like a little bit of an earthy stank going on.
The earthy stank.
Oh, wait. What if I left? What if I read the bottle?
Wow.
Let's see.
Did you get the right beer, Toby?
62 IBUs, 6.9% ABV.
How about that?
The hops are Simcoe, Columbus, and Cascade. The malts are a pale rye and Munich.
Oh, wait, Toby, your email just came in. It said, read the bottle, jackass.
Thanks.
Thanks, so, Laughing Dog Brewery.
Take it to sip. I gotta lean back, you know, to let the get past that head.
Let the rye permeate.
Ooh, interesting. There is a interesting bitterness. It's a very bready. It's like a bitter bread, almost like a sourdough, but not. A little bit of toastiness,
but not.
A little bit of beeriness, but not.
I need a spoon.
Not!
Yeah, I'll say.
Dang, Toby. For real?
It just happens, man. I've been getting these beers that are like super overcarbonated recently.
Looks
I don't know
like
why.
It's like a goddamn root beer float head, dude.
Maybe, I don't know. Is there a way of like keeping them too cold and they get overcarbonated? Or like they pour out super, I don't know. But like three of the last five beers I've done on the show have been, they've done this.
Maybe your kids are just taking the balls and shaking them up before you grab them.
There's a little bit of a metallic-iness, but I can see the little bit of like the peppery rise coming through. The hops are very, very subtle. Like there's still like the bitterness from the hops, but it seems like it's more from the rye malt in this. Pretty even though, you know, I mean, there's a slight fruitiness, like a slight, grapefruit.
Speaking of food,
Yeah, for food pairing, why am I thinking pancakes? That's weird.
Because they're good.
That does not sound like a...
I made some pancakes with beer. They actually came out pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but rye? Maybe some hash browns or some potato pancakes.
Spicy rye.
Yeah, cakes. Maybe that's... Maybe I'm just thinking breakfast, you know? Maybe... yeah, maybe some potato pancakes.
Some hash.
Yeah, or some corned beef hash. Yeah, that would be good.
Dude, corned beef hash, dude. Did I not nail that one for you?
I think that might do it, dude. That might work. Yeah.
Ugh, I can almost taste that.
Let's see. Rate Beer gave this a 92. The Beer Advocate users gave it an 85, which is good. Check out Laughing Dog's website, Laughing Dog Brewery, laughingdogbrewing.com. This is their Rocket Dog Rye IPA.
Ooh, Rocket Dog.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
All right. So, for my tasting flight this week, I am doing the Full Moon, speaking of Texas beaches, Rye Pale Ale from Real Ale Brewing.
They got some nude beaches down there?
I hope not.
I don't know. I heard there's some pretty hot chicks in Austin.
Well, see, the thing is, Toby, that Plumber's Crack Pale Rye just didn't sound right.
Oh, right.
Full Moon had a had a nicer flow right. to it.
This is at a Real Ale Brewing out of Blanco, Texas. The website is www.realalebrewing.com. This is a rye beer. ABV of 5.7%, IBUs of 42. For the ingredients, he has a malted rye and barley, along with generous helpings of Willamette and Cascade hops. And with that,
corrected.
I get to drink some beer.
Yeah.
I gotta be careful on the pour. I'm used to like flopping it down in there.
Oh yeah, with your left hand milk stout.
With the left hand
milk nitro.
Nitro. That's good stuff.
Aged in 35-year-old Utter Hammocks.
That's it. Alright, so on the pour, I get about half a finger to a finger of off-white head. Fairly golden in color. Looks good. On the nose, fairly earthy. Touch of sweetness.
The earthy seems to be kind of a theme with the rye beers, huh?
Yeah. Well, rye has a kind of
earthy... It's that earthy spice.
That's right. A little bit of citrus on the nose. The Sierra Nevada... was it a pale?
IPA.
Okay.
The Turbado...
Yeah, there's definitely some citrusy hops in this one, a little bit of pininess. It's closer to, you know, a traditional pale than an IPA.
Taking a sip, yeah.
This is really good.
There's, all right, Rate Beer and Beer Advocates.
Yep. So, yeah, let's forget about your guys' 12-minute review, but... There's a nice, like, citrusy bitterness to it with also some spiciness from the rye. So there's a little bit of, you know how rye just has that little bit of spiciness to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of pepper.
A little bit. Very tiny bit. But other than that, it's a very good sessionable or pale ale. The hops aren't overly powerful. Yeah, it's decent. So, yeah, if I was going to pair this with something, probably like a pastrami on rye.
There we go.
I'm just kidding.
There we go.
Actually, that would go really good with this, but no. Damn it, now that's all I can get out of my head.
Well, you know.
Actually, no, you know what? No, I'm going to go with that. A pastrami on, like a grilled pastrami on rye. From a really good deli would be really good with this. So I'm going to go ahead and go with that.
So find your local Jewish guy and go hit him up and pile on a pound of pastrami.
Actually, there's a beer store here in Texas, Mr. G's, that is also a deli, and they have killer pastrami.
Yep, there you go.
It's really good. You get your beer and your sandwiches all in one place. Nice. For Rate Beer ratings, Rate Beer gives us an 88 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it an 86 and nothing from the Alstrom Brothers. Once again, that was the Real Ale Brewing Full Moon Rye Pale Ale.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, so this is my tasting flight, and I'm going to try Founders Red Rye PA. This is from Founders Brewing Company out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yes.
I'm cheating a little bit.
The website is www.foundersbrewing.com. ABV on this beer is 6.6, and the IBUs are 70. I'm going to crack it. This is available year-round. And for hops, they use Amarillo. And for malts, they use four different varieties of imported Belgian caramel malts, and they also use rye malt, of course.
So these rye malt beers are not necessarily all just rye malts. Like, they'll have, like, other malts as well, huh?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I don't think you could do a single
You can do a single malt beer. A lot of...
I don't think the rye would be able to produce it like the other malts would.
Yeah, it might be pretty crazy if you just went with rye.
I think it would be really strong, and I think that it probably wouldn't produce the sugars that it would need.
Yeah.
Rogue did a single malt.
But it wasn't rye, was it?
No.
No.
No, I don't think the rye can make the sugar. It's more of a flavor. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I mean it can. The rye will make the fermentable sugars that you need, but the flavor profile of the rye malt would probably be overbearing.
Yeah.
You'd have to get, I don't know. I mean, it's possible, of course. I mean, somebody can do it. Somebody should do it just to see if they haven't already.
Beer's kind of amber, almost red.
Listen to me talking like I actually know what I'm talking about.
Hey, Toby, why don't you go brew yourself an all rye beer?
I'll try it. Sure.
I get about a finger of head. Nice and fluffy. Kind of hanging out for a while.
Mike, what are you talking about? Like, you act like you have a tasting flight or something right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, you do?
On the nose. Ooh. Grapefruity. A little bit of pine in there. It's got a little bit of medicinal, almost like a chewable aspirin kind of aroma to it a little bit.
I can't remember the last time I had a baby aspirin.
That's what it's kind of smells like, that, like a baby aspirin.
Taking a sip, yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of caramel malt in there. Yeah, it's got some grapefruit and some caramel kind of jumping back and forth. It's got that rye spice in there.
I just got a picture of that whole, like, that old film reel cartoon of the "let's all go to the lobby" and it's like the popcorn's dancing. So I see like caramel and citrus, like grapefruit. They're like hopping along and they're like, "let's all go to the fermenter, let's all just go to
the fermenter." Toby's obviously doing something a little more than just drinking over there.
No, I'm just drinking, dude. Just drinking.
He's having some of those experimental hops.
Yeah. I like this one. It's got a lot of...
No, I have to warn you, son. These hops, They're experimental.
So, all right. Mike.
I don't mean to feed the fire, but.
Yeah, you do.
All right. I'm going to pair this with something. I'm going to go. I kind of think a dessert would go good with this, to be honest. I think a creme brulee or like a flan or something like that would go pretty well with this. It's got, it's kind of an odd choice for a dessert beer, but I think with the malt character in this, it would work. Don't get me wrong. It's still got some spicy hoppiness going on. And that rye spice is there too. But I think a dessert maybe with a like a creme brulee, if it had a little bit of cinnamon or something
that's
like
what
that,
I was thinking.
would balance it out pretty well. Rate Beer rates this a 99 out of 100, and Beer Advocate users rate this a 94, and the Allstrom Brothers rate this a 98.
Dang.
And just for the scale here, the 94 is exceptional and the 98 is world class.
Wow.
Check it out. Founders Red Rye PA from Founders Brewing Company.
YorkiePud76 says, I'm thinking someone spiked my glass of Coke with a pint of beer last night. This could have happened at least 8 times. Tweet of the week,
yeah! Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
If you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email us, backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call our hotline, 339-225-9274. That's 339-BACKWASH without the C.
All right, everybody, last call.
Bitches.
Last call.
That's right, Thanksgiving.
Right, folks. Last call for alcohol. This is where we do our pint ratings. First.
Pint ratings.
First up for pint ratings is Toby. No.
Ooh, me? Sure, I'll go. Sierra Nevada's Ruthless Rye IPA. This is pretty good, man. I'm beginning to be a fan of the rye beers. This is nicely balanced. Good spiciness, good sweetness, good hoppiness. if you're a fan of Sierra Nevada beers, this won't let you down. It's got everything that's Sierra Nevada, you know, from the great hopness of a Sierra Nevada to the amazing lacing that they always manage to pull off with their beers. I don't know what it is about Sierra Nevada, but they always have awesome lacing. I'm going to go with 4 pints. This is something I would definitely recommend somebody when they... If this is a new yearly thing, like if this is their annual pre-spring, late winter release, I say you gotta check it out. It's good, man. It's good stuff.
I know rye beers in general, I think, are more of a spring style.
Yeah.
They're kind of like a transitional season type beer.
For one word, something that won't let you down. What's another word for won't let you down?
Reliable?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with reliable.
Reliable?
Right, there you go. Thank you, Mike. You're so good at those. Reliable, because it's Sierra Nevada, and it's like, I don't know, you really can't go wrong. I mean, if you're a fan of Sierra Nevada, then this, you know. Anyway. Laughing Dogs Rocket Dog Rye IPA. I don't know what happened. Super over carbonated. Every time I would pour a thimble, it would foam up. But once the head settled down, it's a decent beer. I'm going to go 3 pints because I think it's worth checking out.
You often pour thimbles?
One word. Jeez. I don't know. It has some good. Laughing it has some good citrusiness. It has some good spiciness. I know that this is a rocket dog, and it's on the label it shows a robotic dog flying through the air. It kind of looks like something out of Transformers or Voltron. And it says rocket dog to save the day. I'm going to say grounded because it's I don't know. It's good. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's good. It's a good IPA. It's got some good rye flavors. Anyhow, it's 3 pints. Laughing Dog. Rocket Dog. Rye IPA.
All right.
That's my pint ratings.
How about you, Chris?
Chris? Oh. All right, so...
Wake up, Chris. Wake
for
up.
I'm awake. For my pint rating back. This week...
Oh, Chris is still on the show? I didn't know he was still here.
So for my pint rating this week for the Real Ale Full Moon Pale Rye Ale...
That's a long name.
It is a long name. this was good. It's a good session beer. I can have a few of these. It's a pretty decent.
Would you want to have a few?
Pale ale? Yeah, I would. I'd do a 6-pack of these. On a hot day. I think it's good. I'm gonna give it 3.5 pints. No,
nice.
It's not. Ooh. It's not great, but it's. Serviceable. And for my one word rating, I got nothing. I'm just gonna go with serviceable.
That's all. Cool.
The crescent moon instead of full moon.
Yeah.
Harvest moon.
Ruthless Rye IPA. This is definitely, like Toby said, it was a typical Sierra Nevada beer. It's what you expect, and yeah, it's reliable and all of that. I thought of a really, really cool one word description, even though I really don't truly believe it, but I think righteous would be a good one.
Sweet. Righteous.
That being said, I'm not a huge mega fan of it. I think it's a good beer. They did a pretty decent job with it. I'm gonna give it a 3. After Tate tasted it again, it was okay. I found some grapefruit flavors and a little bit of the spiciness from the rye, so that was kind of cool. Now I got to remember what the Carl Strauss burnt is going to be my word.
Sweet.
It's weird because it's like a burnt pepper is really what it's like. So. It's definitely got...
Like a mole?
No, it's not like a mole at all. It's definitely
I'm just got... Because it doesn't have chicken in it.
I was trolling.
It doesn't have chicken. No, I would not... Like, this isn't even like a burnt blackened chicken or anything. I mean, it's got the... The cool thing about it is that it does have quite a bit of complexity. Like, there's definitely layers to this, which I think is really neat. Like, you sit here for a minute and like, oh, here, there's the burntness, there's the rye, there's the chocolatey kind of stuff. So it's definitely layered, and I think that's going to give it a 0.5 point there. So I'm going to give this a 3.5.
Cool.
All right. So for me, the Sierra Nevada, I like this. I've actually got this beer a few times. I've seen it on tap. At a couple places in town, and I'll grab it. I am a fan of rye beers. It's something about that pepperiness to the beer, very dry, kind of got a decent bite to it. I'm going to rate this one... I think I'm going to go with the 4 on this one. I think it's... pretty solid rye beer. For my one word in this one, I was trying to think of something
in comparison to Ruthless, because I don't feel like that's actually a good name for the beer, because I don't feel it's like that.
It's not a palate wrecking kind of,
right? Yeah, it's not. It's
Well, it's supposed to be a take on the rye itself, like how it's
it's very unpredictable. I always hear brewers talk about rye, and they're
as far as the grain, like how it grows, it's supposed to be, you know, resilient, like it can last through bad weather. That's the kind of thing, and I think that's why they chose to, or why rye beers work in the late winter, early spring, is because the rye
survives.
Kind of manages to survive through the winter. So it's very, like, resilient and whatever. So I think that's where they got the Ruthless from. Mm. I think. If you read the bottle, what does it say? Rustic grain for refined flavor.
See, now rustic rye sounds rustic better to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that would have been a better description.
I think there's already a rustic rye, though. I think somebody has brewed a rustic rye.
Well, my one word, I'm going to steal that and just say rustic.
All right.
Because it kind of has that kind of rustic, piney, ness to it.
It is. It is rustic, yes.
For my tasting flight, the Founders Red Rye, as much as I like the Sierra Nevada, I actually enjoyed this Founders more. I've been pretty impressed with the Founders beers. I like the caramel malt aspect in this one. It kind of adds a little kind of spicy, kind of adult candiness to it that I like. And I'm going to give this one a 4.5.
Nice.
For my one word, this one is, man, it's kind of hard to pick out. I'm going to say allspice, just because it's kind of hard to pick out
allspice.
The spices that you're trying to kind of trying to figure out what spices are in there. When you get the rye, you can't quite figure out what it is, and so I'm gonna call it allspice.
Okay,
it's not the most clever one word I've had, but there you go.
All right,
that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah. So you guys can follow us if you want. We're on Twitter and Facebook. And Untapped, Google Plus, and also now on Pinterest. That's right, folks.
Woo-hoo!
We're on Pinterest. Yes. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and also on Callisto.fm.
Check out the website. It's beercoasterspodcast.com. If you haven't already stopped by, please swing on by. Check out all the cool things we got, like our shop link. Click on the shop link. Buy some swag, help support the show. We got stickers and steins and shirts and things.
Stuff.
And check out my brews paper right there at the top of the website. Click on the link. Check out our daily beer-related newspaper. It's pretty sweet. Lots of cool stuff to read about and videos to watch and pictures to look at. Very sweet.
Pictures. Yeah. I like pictures.
Yeah, those pictures.
What kind of pictures?
Beer porn.
Nice.
And don't forget to tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Thanks for listening. And support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars.
Come on, Dave.
No, it says Mike. It says Mike.
No, it doesn't. It says Dave.
Dude.
It says Dave. Support your local brewery.
Look.
Whoa. He just whipped his camera around. Oh. That's old. You gotta stay up with the.
You gotta refresh.
It should automatically.
Don't refresh, because then he'll just lose us completely.
Yeah. Okay,
all right. Well, support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, home brewers, etc. Drink local bitches, because local is fresh.
Bitches.
Right. Drink local bitches.
Local bitches are much fresher than faraway bitches.
Don't drink and drive. That's just.
You don't want to fly a bitch all the way out to see you. Just drink local.
This is dumb.
Do I gotta refresh this again?
Yeah.
A reminder to all our listeners out there, this is your show. We're just drinking in it.
Just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Drinking in it. In it. Drinking. In it. This show, we're just drinking. Ooh, that's our new closing song.
We're just drinking.
It's your show, we're just drinking in it.
Just keep drinking, just keep drinking, just keep drinking.
But don't drive, because that's just dumb. Okay.
You totally need to make a song for that, Toby.
Just keep drinking, just keep drinking.
Don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
Just keep drinking, just keep drinking. Are we paused?
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Oh, wait, Toby, your email just came in. It said, read the bottle, jackass.
It's funny because Mike just took like the passive abuse, like abuse style thing, and Chris came in like the protector. And
you don't want to fly a bitch all the way out to sea. Just drink local.